Baruch haba, good evening everyone, to tonight's Tefillah Shir. It's good to see you all again. Tonight's Shir number 104. Ata Kadosh, Aleph Derash Chodesh, Ada Toshin Samach Tes. Tonight, the Shir is dedicated to the Yurt site of the Kadoshim of Yeshivas Merkos Arav, the 8 Talmidim, who were brutally killed in the Beis Medrash when they were learning Torah. How appropriate it is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who runs the world, orchestrated that tonight's Shir is discussing Ata Kadosh, Kedusha. I could not have organized that class number 104 should fall out on their yurt site. I think we can see very clearly the divine providence that Hashem has, that tonight's Shir that is dedicated in their memory should be the bracha of Ata Kadosh, of you Hashem, you are holy. Because these Kedoshim, these holy ones who were killed at Kiddush Hashem, they are called Kedoshim, holy ones. Tonight's Shir is also in the Zchus and the merit of Refuah Shleima for my father, recuperating from another surgery. My father, Avi Mori Eliezer ben Blumish, Refuah Shleima. And before we begin with the third bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, we will end with the second bracha. And the question is as follows. What tense is the bracha ending with? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechaye HaMeisim. You, Hashem, are Mechaye the Meisim. You bring the dead to life. You resurrect the dead. And if we see, we can understand very clearly, it is in the present tense. Hashem is bringing the dead back to life. And the obvious question, the question has to be asked, that when it comes to the bracha of Goyel Yisrael, Hashem is the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael, of the Jews, or when it comes to the bracha of Bayni Yerushalayim, Hashem is building Yerushalayim. To these brachas we can understand that every single act, as the Siach Yitzchak explains to us, every single act that takes place in this world is another step in that direction to the Bayne Yerushalayim, to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. But how is it that we say this bracha Mechaye Meisim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the present, in this tense, currently resurrecting the dead? That is the question I would begin with. And the answer to this question is from the Ramban and the Sefer Shah HaGemul. And the Ramban tells us a very important concept. And with this concept, I think if we appreciate it properly, it will help us through difficult times in life. And the Ramban tells us like this, that every single year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejudges us. We know it. Every year we have a judgment. Rosh Hashanah we have a judgment. Explains the Ramban that during that year, Hashem says, I want my son, I want my daughter to make it in Olam Haba, to make it to the world to come. I want them to have the Tchias HaMeisim. I want them to merit the ultimate reward, the resurrection of the dead. So what Hashem will do is Hashem will orchestrate different events in that person's life, that with us, with our naked eye, we would look at these events and say, these are of the worst things that can ever happen to a person. Or if they're not so bad, a person might say, yeah, things could be better. Explains the Ramban, what Hashem is doing for us is He is giving us this opportunity to merit the Tchias HaMeisim, to merit Olam Haba, the world to come. And now we can understand very clearly the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye HaMeisim. Hashem is in the present tense. He is Mechaye the Meisim. He is bringing the dead back to life. How so? Because all of the events that take place in our everyday life, they are ways that Hashem is bringing us and giving us the merit, the schus of Tchiyas HaMeisim. What is the Ramban telling us? What is the lesson to take from the Ramban? The lesson is very clear. That when we have situations that befall us, that unfortunately they might not look like the best thing in life, we should appreciate what Hashem is doing for us. It's difficult. And the Bishas Ma'isa, at the time when it happens, we have to be honest with ourselves. We can't say, yes, thank you. It might not be easy to say thank you. But when we take a step back, and when some time passes, we can look back at those situations, those difficult times. Not that we'll understand it. We won't have the answers necessarily. But when we say these brachas 3 times a day, Mechaye HaMeisim, you Hashem are the resurrector of the dead, you bring the dead back to life. What that is telling us, Hashem is orchestrating and pulling the strings that He will merit, give us the merit. Because we are His children, He wants us to be there. So when those situations in life become difficult, let us focus and remember this bracha, Mechaye HaMeisim. And when we daven this bracha, and we say this bracha 3 times a day, this is a kavana, this is a mindset that we should have in mind. That although sometimes things are tough, if we realize it's ultimately for our benefit, in Mitzvah Hashem we should have the strength to overcome these difficult challenges that we might have in life. With that conclusion of the second bracha, we will enter into the third bracha. Ata kodosh, v'shimcha kodosh, ukdoshim cho yoy mihalu chasela. You are holy, and your name is holy. Ukdoshim b'cho yoy mihalu chasela. And holy beings praise you every day forever. Baruch Atah Hashem. You Hashem are the source of everything. Hakel HaKadosh. The Almighty, the Holy One. Now I have to tell you, I haven't been here in a couple weeks, and I've been thinking about this bracha, and I said to myself, I think this is one of the hardest brachas in the whole entire Shemona Esrei to relate to. First of all, it's one of the shortest brachas, 14 words. We start Shemona Esrei, we try to have the most kavan in the first bracha. We know this is of the first 3 brachas, still very important, the praise of Hashem. But I have to be honest with you, and I'm not looking for responses, but how many of us, when it comes to the first bracha, we're all there. All of a sudden, we might continue going, and we're human. And all of a sudden, our concentration starts going. Many of us, when it comes to the bracha refuah, refa'enu, all of a sudden, we strengthen our kavana. The next bracha after refuah is a big one for us. Parnasa. When we get to Parnasa, we're all in there. But Kiddusha, Ata Kadosh. How many of us are concentrating properly when we say these words, Ata Kodesh? We'll have kavanah by slach lon, Hashem, forgive us. We're human, we make mistakes. Hashiveinu v'im l'sar secho, bring us back to your Torah, we may have some kavanah there as well. So, Ata Chayin Ladam Das, Hashem, please give me the intellect that I need. We can relate to these brachas. I think part of the difficulty is that Kedusha, this loosely translated word as holiness, which is not so correct. I think if we can appreciate what the bracha is, and if we can relate to it better, we'll realize how we can have the proper kavanah to this bracha. And the first point to ponder on is this concept that the greater awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater awareness of His Kedusha, that is the greater awareness of our Hisbatlus to Hashem, our being subjugating ourselves totally to Hashem. And the greater awareness of this came from the greatest man that ever lived. As the Medrash tells us, who is this man? This is Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash, and we know the Pasuk tells us, he was Anav Mikol Adam, the most humble of all men. This was the man that spoke face to face with God. He spoke face to face with God, and he lived. He was the greatest man that ever lived. But yet, he was the most humble of all men. How do we understand the two? One would think, man who speaks to God and lives, it is that man who it might get to his head. Look how great I am. But the total opposite is the truth. Because it is because Moshe Rabbeinu had such a great awareness of man, of God, and that's why he saw how small man really is. That's why he was the Anav Mikol Adam. Because he elevated himself to such heights to appreciate God's greatness. Step number one. Ata Kodosh, you are Kodosh. V'shimcha Kodosh. What does it mean your name is Kodosh? Hashem's names are different expressions of how He expresses Himself towards us. As we explained in the past, that we have over here, the bracha ends, Hakel HaKodosh. Kel, one explanation of Kel, is the powerful, mighty God. When we realize that although, as these brachas began, where the first bracha discusses how Hashem is a Zoycher Chaz Deyavos, He remembers the kindness of our forefathers. He is the Mevi Goyel of Nei V'Nehem, He brings the Redeemer. And before that, He is the Goymel Chasad and Toivim. He is the ultimate giver of kindness. So what do we understand this to mean? That Hashem is down here on earth. The next bracha, the second bracha, Hashem is Samich Noiflim. He brings those up who have fallen down. He is Raifi Chaylim. He is the healer. He is the Matir Surim. He releases those who are chained down. And ultimately, He is the Mechaya Mason. He resurrects the dead. A person with this understanding of these first two brachas sees how Kadosh Baruch Hu is right here with us in this world. Comes along the third bracha. Ata Kodosh. No. Let's not make the mistake. Although you are with us, you are Kodosh. Kodosh means, as the Ramban tells us, you are separate. You are muvdal. You are distant from us. Distant in spirituality. You are Kodosh. You are separate. Ata Kodosh v'shimcha Kodosh. And we continue, v'shimcha Kodosh. Your name is Kodosh. Ukdoshim choyim yahalu chasela. As Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva explains to us, that it only befits the king who is Kadosh to be praised by those who are Kadosh. We are Kadosh. What does Kadosh mean? As we said, we are separate, we are different. One quick example of how we are different. The Torah tells us to eat kosher food, to make sure we don't eat bugs in our food. There was a story of a person who was in a Jewish store, kosher store. And there was a lady, a non-Jewish lady, or so we thought, shopping in that store. And the lady tells her son, Latrell, put the candy down, it's not kosher. So this onlooker is thinking, is she Jewish or not Jewish? What's going on here? And he approaches her and says, excuse me, are you Jewish? She says, no. So he asks back, so why are you telling your son to put the candy back? It's not kosher. So she responds, well, you see, whenever I shop and I hear this Jewish mother say, put the candy back, it's not kosher, the kids listen. I try it also. Kedusha is that we are different and we are separate because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh. And I'm, once again, I'm being honest that I was thinking, what is the way we can understand this bracha and relate to it? And I was looking around different Sfarim and I came across the story. And unfortunately, these stories are too many. Stories similar to the one that we have the Yortzeit of the Kedoshim who were killed in Mikras Arav. Another story where during the Holocaust, a whole town of people, of Jews, were walking to the forest. And the Rebbe of the town, donned in white, a kittel, white clothing, leading his congregation, his people, for one last time, encouraging them, reminding them that we are leaving this doorway, this world, but we will be entering Olam Haba, the world to come, where the greatest tzaddikim are residing. And these were the words that he told his people. And this is unfortunately what happened. But I said to myself, is this how we're going to relate to this bracha? And although we should on some level relate to this bracha with the story we just mentioned, I think there's another message that will hopefully help us to relate to this bracha. I think first we have to start and realize, who does this bracha represent? And this bracha represents Yaakov Avinu. We had the first bracha was Avraham Avinu, the second bracha was Yitzchak, and now we have Avraham, Yitzchak, and now Yaakov, right in the middle. Literally, right in the middle. Because as the Mefarshim tell us, as the commentators tell us, Avraham is the midah of chesed, the attribute of kindness. Yitzchak is gevura, is strength, is din, judgment. Comes along Yaakov Avinu, and he connects the two together. Yaakov is emes, is truth. Yaakov is Torah, once again, because the Torah is the emes. We are told that Yaakov is the Bechir Sheba Avos. The Bechir is the chosen one of all of the Avos. Of Avraham, of Yitzchak, we have Yaakov Avinu. One reason for that is because Avraham had his son Yishmael. Yitzchak had a son Esav. Yaakov Avinu had 12 tzaddikim, pure tzaddikim. What is the source for this bracha? Where does this come from? This bracha comes from the incident when Yaakov Avinu is running away, once again, running for his life. And this is a concept we have to appreciate because this is the message of Yaakov Avinu, one of the messages of Yaakov Avinu. Because when he was in his mother's womb, the battle began. The battle with Esav. And they would fight inside the mother's womb. However, we can understand this, it's not for now. And Esav said, if you, Yaakov, don't let me out first, I will kill our mother. And Yaakov said, I'll let you go first. This is the battle that began inside the mother's womb. Yaakov is running away from Esav. He comes across this unbelievable sight. Manoira hamokoim hazeh. How awesome is this place? This place was the future place of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the place we're referring to. Yaakov Avinu, at that spot, he davens Mariv. He brings out the tefillah of Mariv to his descendants. And upon that episode, the Malachim say these words, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh. You Hashem are the source of all Kiddush, of all holiness. Hakel HaKadosh, the God of Kadosh, of Kiddusha. Because Yaakov Avinu sanctified God's name at that place, at that spot. Explains of Shamshon Fall Hirsch Zatzal. Yaakov Avinu didn't say, I realize this place is Kadosh, that I am Kadosh. He says, the place, Manoira Hamokoim, the place is Kadosh. Explains of Hirsch, because Yaakov Avinu with his humility is saying that it's not me, but it's this area, this place is Kadosh. But explains of Hirsch a deeper concept. That Yaakov said, now I understand something which I didn't realize before. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God can reside in man. God can be with man. And that is what brings us to our next topic, which is this week's parasha. The Pasuk says, V'shachanti b'soichem. This week's parasha, Parshas Truma, we are told to build a Mishkan. V'shachanti b'soichem, so I can dwell inside of them. Grammatically, we have to ask the question, how many Mishkans did we build? There is only one Mishkan. So, the correct grammar should say, V'shachanti b'soicha. I will dwell, build for me a Mishkan, so I can dwell inside of it. Why is it b'soicham, the plural? As to which the commentators explain, V'shachanti b'soicham, build a Mishkan so I can dwell inside of them, is because the Mishkan that you build is to be a blueprint for every single Jewish person, that they should make themselves into a Mishkan. They should make themselves into a house that God will dwell inside of them. V'shachanti b'soicham. And I want to make a connection. Where did the Mishkan come from? Yaakov Avinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim, he was responsible for those trees that eventually when Bnei Yisrael will leave Mitzrayim, they will bring those trees and build the Mishkan. Because Yaakov Avinu, Avinu, our father, and the father teaches his children, and he is teaching us a lesson here and right now. He is teaching us that Hashem can dwell inside of us. Manoira hamokoim hazeh, how great and awesome is this place! This will be the future place of the Beis HaMikdash. But even more than that, Yaakov Avinu is telling us, inside of each and every one of us, we can relate to the Kedusha. Ata Kodosh, V'shimcha Kodosh. You are holy, your name is holy. Ugdoshim v'chol yoyim yahalucha selah. And who praises you? Who praises you, Hashem? Your holy ones. Because you are holy, Your holy ones praise you. The Chassam Sofer tells us that the gematria of Kadosh is the same gematria as Shema. Because when we are Kadosh and we live our lives as Kedusha, we are declaring Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We are declaring that Hashem, we follow your Torah, we follow your commandments, your mitzvahs. And that is a message that the tefillah, the bracha here is telling us. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi edited the Mishnayos. The truth is, the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach, tells us that is Torah Sheba'al Peh. It is the oral law. It is not allowed to be written down. If we ever have difficulty learning Gemara or Mishnayos, imagine learning it by heart. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said, if we don't write it down now, the Jewish people will be lost forever, God forbid. It is a time to do for Hashem. We have to write it down, even though originally we're not supposed to. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi gathered together these great scholars, these great tzaddikim, and he made sure to organize that the Mishnayos should be written down. On his deathbed, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he's called the Holy One. For different reasons. One of them, he never put his hands lower than his waist. Another one says, the Gemara over here, he lifted his 10 fingers and said, Hashem will bear witness that none of these fingers ever derived benefit from this world. To which the question is asked, that the Gemara elaborates as well, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, had everything he ever wanted on his table. How does he lift up his fingers and declare such a statement? That I never derived such benefit from this world. Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyin of Lublin, the Sefer Pi Tzadik, he explains to us that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, what he did was, and the message for us to somehow grab onto, to relate to some degree, whatever level we can, is to take those mundane things that Hashem gives us in this world and elevate them. And use them for the service of Hashem. Ata Kadosh, Veshimcha Kadosh, your holy ones, we are the holy ones. We can elevate. We make a bracha. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayisav v'tzivanu. Asher kiddushanu, that you sanctified us b'mitzvayisav, with his mitzvah. A person takes a lulav, a palm branch, and he shakes it. What is he doing? This adds holiness. There's only one reason why it adds holiness. And that reason is because it is a mitzvah. You should take for yourselves on the first day the dalaminin, the four species. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu. You commanded us b'mitzvaysav with your commandments. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav kiddushanu. We are kadosh. We are kadosh. So Kedusha means to separate. As that story with the lady telling her son to put the candy back. Because there is a concept of kosher food. Because we are not like the rest of the world. And it is a privilege to carry this honor and this badge. And when we realize that it is a privilege and an honor, that is a step towards Kedusha. Because the Kedusha means to be separate. It is a step to be separate from the nations of the world. I would like now to enter into a different part of this bracha, of a message from this bracha. And I think it goes back to the source of the bracha. We mentioned that Yaakov Avinu says, Ma noira hamokon hazeh, how great is this place? Ein zeh kim beis elokim hazeh shar shemayim. This is the house of God. This is the gateway to Hashem. He's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, unfortunately. Amir Hashem, Bekarov, we should merit to have the Beis HaMikdash. What do we have today is a Mikdash Ma'at. It's a small, miniature Beis HaMikdash. That is the shuls, the batiknesios, the shuls that we daven in. They have a nitzis, a spark of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. A spark of that holiness of the Beis HaMikdash. But the issue is as follows. What did Yaakov Avinu do? He said, I'm in a holy place. Man noira hamokom ezeh. This place is a place of Kedusha. That is the lesson we have to understand from Yaakov Avinu. That when we are in a shul, it is a makom kodesh, it is a holy place. And there are rules that govern that area. If a person would litter outside on Montgomery Avenue, and he'd get a ticket, and I think that says $350, I'm not sure. If he would litter in front of the White House, he might be thrown in jail, I don't know. If he disgrace the White House itself, I guarantee you he'll be thrown in jail. And so on and so forth. L'havdil ben kodesh l'chol, as we say, to separate in between kodesh, that which is holy, and chol, that which is mundane, from the example I just gave. A Beis HaKnesses is Kodesh. There are laws about what can be spoken in a Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. And I'd like to share with you, unfortunately I have information that dates back to the year 1648, 1649. Tach v'tat. It's difficult to say the words I'm about to say. But there was a time period when we as a nation were so brutally tortured. That a pregnant lady was cut open. And a live cat was placed inside of her. And she was sewn up with that cat trying to claw itself out. These are just some of the atrocities, the horrors that befell our people in the years 1648-1649. Shnas Tach V'tat, the years of Tach V'tat. And when the leaders of the generation, the Tosfos Yontif, a Talmud, a student of the Maharal of Prague, he davened to find out what is the source, what is the reason for such awful, terrible, horrific tragedies. Words cannot describe what took place. And he was told the answer in the dream. And the reason was because people were mezalzel in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash. People were mezalzel, people disgraced the sanctity of the Kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses. They cheapened the Kedusha that was really there. They disgraced it. They spoke during davening. There's a time for sports. There's a time for business. There's a time for mundane things. But there's no time for that in the Beis Medrash. There's no time for that in the Beis Knesses. And even more so, there's no time for that during davening. There's no time for that during laning. And this is what he was told in a dream. And the Tosis Yontif organized a Mishaberach. People should be blessed. For those people who are careful. And to bring Kavod and Kedusha. To bring honor and sanctity. Into the Beis HaMedrash. Into the Beis HaKnesses. That they should be blessed. This is another aspect of the Kedusha which I think we can relate to. Which I think all of us here have that ability to sanctify God's name. That when we come into a Beis HaMedrash, that when we come into a Beis HaKnesses, we can try to make sure that we sanctify God's name. We talk what should be spoken. We say amen when the amen should be said. The hour is late. The Ramban tells us, what is the purpose of a shul? And he tells us at the end of Parshas Bo, why were we created here in this world? And he says that we have a shul. Because it's a makom shiskasu sham b'nei Adam. We should gather together into the Beis HaKnesses. V'yoyimru and say, proclaim to God, v'yoysecha anachnu, we are your creations. We are subjugating ourselves to you. And as we began earlier, the greater subjugation and the greater awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the more Kedusha that we will have. Kedusha. The more separation that we will have. Separation from the mundane. Like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh, as we said, is a nitzitz. Is a spark of Yaakov Avinu. Part of Yaakov Avinu's neshama was in Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And what happens if we don't make this separation? What happens is we will be destroyed. Yaakov Avinu meets up with someone, with Lavan. Yaakov Avinu battles with Lavan for the future of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov and Lavan put up a pile of stones. Galei, this will be a testimony, a treaty. We will stay on each side. I am my side, you on your side. Yaakov Avinu ran away from Esav, not to be with Esav, not to be influenced by Esav. But just like Yaakov Avinu had an itzis, a spark of Kedusha that went down into Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Lavan. As the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, and the Medrash as well, either he himself or his neshama, whatever this means to some degree, we'll just take it at face value for now, that he was Bilam. the Rasha. Lavan and Bilam were the same person to some degree. And when Bilam is riding on his donkey, and his donkey smashes his foot into the wall, this is the same pile of stones that was placed there with Yaakov and Lavan. And the donkey is reminding him, don't do it. Don't go there. Because you're not allowed to pass. And what did Lavan want to do? It is now Rosh Chodesh Adar. Yemes Hashem, another 6 weeks we will have the Yontif of Pesach. And the Haggadah tells us, Lavan bikish lakor es akol. Lavan wanted our Brutus totally. Because Lavan said to Yaakov, we're all brothers, we're all relatives. We come from the same father. Ultimately, Terach was our great-grandfather. Let's all be together. Assimilation. If we don't act with Kedusha, God forbid it would end with assimilation. As the Ramban tells us, it is not a high level for a select few people. It is for everybody. A mitzvah for everybody. Kedoshim tiyu, you shall be kadosh. You shall be holy. Ata kadosh, you Hashem are holy. Bishimcha kadosh, and your name is holy. Ukdoshim choyom yalu chasela. And the holy ones, that is us, will praise your name. The Sefer Shaila Meira, and with this we'll end, asks the unfortunate question, do we not have tragedies taking place today? With unfortunately little children who should have refuah shleimah. With this disease, which is uncomfortable to say, cancer spreading. We all know financially what's going on in the world and affects all of us to some degree. It should not affect us. Oh, but that's a bracha. We have to strengthen ourselves with this mitzvah of Kedushas Beis HaMidrash, of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And in that merit, we should merit to have the ultimate Beis HaMidrash Mheira B'Yameinu. Amen.
Amen. Amen.